Andy, that was a bizarre final 10 minutes of the game. Two own goals, a penalty save and a rebound into the net. How did you see the game on the whole, though?
I think for us, the most important thing today was getting the result and getting the win. Certainly after two away games and the start of a run of home games, the win was the most important thing. Obviously, getting ourselves in front, a 2-0 up, you know, I think we could go again. I think Andy Cook has a chance where he goes 1-1 and obviously misses that one. They get one the other end then, and you're thinking, look, you know, that could it could spur them on, but it didn't. We got the third. You know, and at the end, you know, there's things that we can certainly work on. But like I said before, the most important thing today was getting the victory and the 3 points.
It's difficult to know where to start with so much going on. But in the first half, Andy Cook getting his sixth of the season, playing that lone man role very well today. He'll be delighted to get back on the score sheet. It's been a while, certainly, in the league.
Yeah, pleased for him. Obviously, he missed out the other night. So, you know, pleased for him to come in. And I thought today, again, from set pieces, we looked threatening. You know, Connor Ronan's put in two or three great balls in there, and Andy Cook's managed to get on the end of it, get across his man and get his goal, and fully deserved.
There'll be a few players that would probably want that Man of the Match award today. Connor Ronan was given it, but in Russell Martin being brought in today, a very calm, composed influence at the back with Akin Fenner and Mikel Smith, very experienced strikers.
Yeah, certainly experienced, you know, the two strikers that Russ was up against, and John as well. So, you know, obviously Jack's taken a knock in the week. Russ has come in, and we know what Russ is about. He's a leader. You know, he's been there and done it. You know, and he leads everybody. He can talk to everyone. He's a calm and influence when the game's going certain ways. And I thought he was tremendous today for somebody who's, you know, coming for, 2 weeks now and trained and not really played many games. I thought he was tremendous as well.
In terms of Fitzwater, how long are we expecting him to be out for?
It's a knock. It was one of them where, you know, we couldn't risk him today. He wasn't right. So we assess him again over the weekend, and hopefully he's back with us next week.
Formation, sticking with the 4-1-4-1 or the 4-3-3, however you want to see it. It was Andy Cook, the lone man today. Morgan Ferrier on Tuesday, but him on the left-hand side today really gave their right-back a torrid time.
Yeah, Morgan takes up that channel when we play, obviously, with the two up top. But anyway, you know, so he's used to playing out that side, and we've seen a lot of him play for his previous club on the left-hand side, so we know what he's about and what he can give us on that side of the pitch. But we just felt having the three in midfield there and being able to get certainly Connor Ronan on the ball and dictate the play for us, you know, against their midfield four, their two centre midfield players. And I thought that worked certainly for the first hour or so, you know, and like you say, Morgan was able to get in down that left hand side, and Kieran joining in with Andy Cook on the other side. Then
the goal scoring had come under a bit of scrutiny over the last sort of five games, just that one goal at Bristol Rovers. How pleasing is it to score three today?
It is certainly pleasing to score three, but look, if you win 1-0, it's still 3 points. It's nice for, you know, to get goals, because that's what you want to do. You want to entertain you know, the crowd and the supporters, but like I said, the most important thing for us today, if it was 1-0 or 3-2, it was getting the 3 points, and we've got that on the back of, you know, two away games, one disappointing one at Luton, Tuesday night at Southend, where we could have got more from, felt we should have done, but today's massive for us to get the 3 points and start a run of five home games and hopefully carry that on now.
You want to be entertaining, of course you do, but were you a little bit disappointed with the goals you conceded today?
You're always disappointed with goals you concede. You know, there's things you can work on. You know, there's a couple of reactions. We felt there was a foul in the lead up to the first one, where obviously Luke's ended up putting it over Robbo. And then obviously the penalty is just a reaction from us. It's a good save from Robbo. But you know, you want it, and then your defenders to follow in and try and clear it for you. But look, we look back. We always look back at every game. We're pleased with the 3 points, but we always look back on the goals that we've conceded.
I know you mentioned it there, but I think it's the first home win since August in the league. So going into a run of five home games, it was massive to get that victory, wasn't it?
Of course it was. It's massive on the back of obviously the last two results, you know, and to stay in the pack there, you know, and get the 3 points was huge for us today.